if I had the chance to say to her, like, you don't even know that I needed to give up a lot of my savings, my opportunities in the last 3 years, but you don't know that, didn't you? Why does this lady who doesn't even know me can say that to me? Hey there, Zesty. Thanks for tuning in to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. On the show, we talk about personal experiences and development, society, and culture. So if these are the topics that you are interested in, then stay tuned and give this podcast a follow. So guys, it looks like you have been enjoying the last few episodes, and quite a few have actually reached out to me to do more immigrant-related topics on culture and social dynamics. And one of you zesties have emailed me, and her name is Joanne. Joanne from LA. So hi, Joanne. So she said, "Hi, Glee, my name is Joanne, and I'm a Filipino living in LA. I've moved here with my family after high school. Even though I have been living in the US for quite a long time, I am raised in a Filipino household. That being said, I have still fully integrated with the way of life in the US. So whenever I meet my Filipino relatives from the Philippines or even here in the US, they ask me some inappropriate questions like, when will you get married, or why you don't have a boyfriend yet? So I would love if you could do an episode around this type of cultural norm, and what are your thoughts on this topic?" So, hi Joanne, thanks for tuning in and for reaching out. I really love hearing from our zesties, so keep them all coming, guys. So Joanne, I can totally relate to this, and I'm sure you and I are not alone. So zesties, I wanted to share also a personal experience, which is kind of along similar lines that Joanne was asking about and my thoughts about it. So a few months ago, I had a health check. Didn't have a major health issue, but it's something that I wanted, you know, to be checked out. That check or health procedure entails me to be sedated or be under anesthesia and be asleep, basically. So I went to the hospital, and of course, with any other country abroad, there is a Filipino nurse, which I'm really happy about. I had a feeling that she was Filipino, but didn't ask anything. Then of course, she could detect by the way I look or by the way I talk that I am Filipino. So she asked me, and then, you know, she asked me, "Are you Filipino?" And I said, "Yes." And again, with every Filipino abroad, when they see a fellow Filipino, they always think or feel that they have already something in common, or they have bonded, or what we call, quote unquote, feeling close. So she looked at my chart and saw my age. So she asked, "Do you have kids?" And I just said, "No." Then she made a comment and then she said, "Oh, enjoying life that much? Well, there's nothing wrong about that, but the clock is ticking." So that was her comment. And I just smiled because I was too concerned about the upcoming procedure that I didn't really want to deal with it, with that comment. But at the back of my mind, and even after, you know, after the procedure, I just had that odd feeling. And I mean, if you ask me a year or two ago, I would be angry about that comment. Like, why does this lady who doesn't even know me can say that to me, you know? But I guess I am in a place right now that I am choosing my battles. And this time, I just decided this is not a battle that I wanted to deal with. It's not worth it, and I'll just let it go. After that conversation, and take note, after the procedure as well, she also gave me a quote-unquote advice saying that it's okay to enjoy life, but having kids is the best thing in the world, yada, yada, yada. And I just didn't have the time. I wasn't in the mood to talk with her. And, you know, I was in that procedure. I just woke up, etc. And in my mind, after, you know, that comment, or a few hours after, or even a day after, I was like, this lady doesn't even know me, and she doesn't know what I've been through. And if I had the chance to say to her, like, you don't even know that I needed to give up a lot of my savings, my opportunities in the last 3 years because my parents were sick and my mom died a year ago, but you don't know that, didn't you? But I just decided I'm just going to leave it like that. It's not really worth engaging. Did I regret that I didn't tell her what's on my mind? No. Why? Because those types of people, even though, let's say they just mean well, right? Sure. Yes, they sometimes do mean well, but there is still a hint of judgment right there. So those types of people, I feel like they are just not aware of the societal norms or insensitive, to put that simply. And of course, I could have just called her out, you know, but I just didn't want to engage with it. I just didn't have, you know, the time, the mood, the energy to deal with it at that time. And for instance, if I were someone who was trying so hard to get pregnant, that comment would have crushed me, you know. But lucky her that I am not. So just lucky her. So it just really boils down to someone being insensitive or doesn't know any better. I could have called her out again, but I was just so focused on the procedure rather than that comment, and it's just not worth engaging with her. I guess maybe she was just really meaning well, and she was just concerned as a mom, of course, for, you know, but you just don't know what the person has been through to give that comment out. So everyone should be sensitive enough. But also, Zesties, for those who have received those comments, I completely understand what you're going through. I completely understand that it is actually quite insensitive of them to tell you that. I totally understand that too. So it's just for us, I guess, to recognize that in some Asian cultures, including Filipino culture, asking about marriage, family planning, or even one's age when meeting someone new is relatively common and may not be seen as intrusive or impolite to those cultures. So, you know, just like any other culture would have different styles. Japanese would be less engaging or stuff like that. It's just those type of cultures. And there are several factors that contribute to this cultural norm. So family-centric culture. Many Asian cultures, including Filipino culture, place a strong emphasis on family and community. Marriage and having children are considered significant life events that contribute to the continuation of family lines and the broader social fabric. So some people think that building a family is their purpose in life because that notion might have been ingrained by their parents, their relatives, or their mentors. So they always just think about that. And that's okay too. And the only thing wrong is that when you insinuate or when you force that thinking or notion to somebody else, which would not have had, you know, the priority, or it's just not what they want in life, right? So I guess it goes both ways. Another factor to contribute to this cultural norm is that social expectations. In some Asian cultures, there are societal expectations that individuals will marry and have children at a certain age or stage in their lives. As a result, asking about these topics might be a way to gauge how well someone is adhering to those cultural norms. Then, of course, there's this thing about small talk and social bonding, which I think that nurse was trying to do. So asking about marriage and family plans can be a form of small talk and a way to connect with others on a personal level. In some cultures, discussing these topics openly is a way to show interest and build rapport with new acquaintances. So I think that was what she was trying to do. It's just not working for me. And another factor is concern for well-being. In some cases, asking about marriage and family plans may stem from a genuine concern for the person's well-being. And again, I think that was what she was trying to do because she's giving me advice as a mother and stuff. So in a family-centric culture like the Philippines, marriage and having children are often seen as positive and fulfilling life events, and people may inquire about them out of care and curiosity. So again, emphasis on having family as a fulfilling life event. And, you know, going back to that comment from that nurse, she said that, you know, having kids is a sense of fulfillment, and she only knows that notion. She might not be aware, or she's just not maybe open-minded enough, I would say, for the lack of a better term, to think that other people and even other cultures would not see that as a sense of fulfillment. Another factor would be family planning and matchmaking. So in certain Asian cultures, discussions about marriage and family planning might also be related to the practice of matchmaking. And I remember one time or several times before when I was still working in the Philippines, a lot of our colleagues tried to match their colleagues with a common friend and etc. So it's really just really quite common because of that type of cultural norm. And families and friends may ask about these topics to explore potential future matches or to introduce eligible partners to each other. It's important to note that not everyone within these cultures, you know, like me, adhere to or feels comfortable with these norms. As with any cultural practice, individual attitudes and beliefs can vary. So in modern times, younger generations in these cultures like Filipino culture or Asian culture may adopt more individualistic values like in the West and choose not to discuss such personal matters with people they just met. To further explore the cultural aspects and underlying reasons for asking about marriage and family plans in Asian cultures, particularly in the context of Filipino culture, there is a thing we call collectivism versus individualism. So Filipino culture is rooted in collectivism, and I think most Asian cultures do, emphasizing strong family ties and group harmony in a collectivist society. The welfare and interests of the group often take precedence over individual desires. Marriage and having children are seen as ways to strengthen family bonds and ensure the continuity of the family lineage, which aligns with the collective mindset. Another underlying reason could be age and life stages. So in many Asian cultures, including the Philippines, age is highly respected and associated with wisdom and experience. People are expected to follow a certain life trajectory, including getting married and having children at specific ages of life stages. As a result, asking about these topics can be a way to assess where an individual stands in their life journey and whether they are on track according to the cultural expectation. Another reason is social status and respect. Marriage and parenthood can also bestow a higher social status and garner more respect within the community. Inquiring about these aspects can demonstrate interest in someone's social standing and may be seen as a sign of respect for their adulthood and maturity. And I've seen this in a lot of Asian cultures where there is really emphasis on social status. I mean, you know, there are always pros and cons with every culture, so I guess maybe navigating along when you experience it. Another reason is fostering relationships. So in Filipino culture, building and maintaining relationships is crucial. Inquiring about marriage and family plans can be a way to initiate deeper connections with others, showing genuine interest in their lives and experiences. And I guess for the Western society, they value more privacy rather than that kind of personal relationships. And not even in Western culture, I would say maybe it really varies on the individual, right? And of course, although the individual's preferences or way of thinking can be influenced by their environment, it doesn't always adhere to what is the norm of that environment. In a way, because, you know, people have different ways of thinking. People have certain beliefs that may not adhere similarly to where they are currently living or their actual culture, or in this case, a Filipino culture. Matchmaking and arranged marriages. Again, it's less common in the Philippines, these arranged marriages. I'm not sure whether it's true between wealthy families wherein matchmake their kids, but I'm not quite aware of arranged marriages in the Filipino culture. But matchmaking is pretty common between friends and colleagues in the workplace. So yeah, a lot of Filipinos meet their spouse from a common friend through a colleague and stuff like that. And asking about marriage and family plans could have historical roots in these traditional practices. So that could have been a reason why, you know, it's common in the Filipino culture. Another reason is avoiding taboo topics. Interestingly, discussing personal matters like income, weight, or other potentially sensitive subjects is often considered more taboo in some Asian cultures than asking about marriage and family plans. So these topics are viewed as more socially acceptable and less likely to cause discomfort. I guess maybe it's really different, right? In the West, things like marriage and family plans are much more of a taboo rather than your income and weight. So it really depends on the culture. And I guess between the people having these conversations, it's really just the awareness of what you say and the other person's background or culture. And as with any cultural practice, it's crucial to approach conversations with an open mind and sensitivity to cultural differences. Individuals from these cultures, like the Philippines, may have diverse attitudes towards these topics, especially when exposed to Western or more individualistic cultures like I do as well, or with like Joanne. So while some people may openly discuss their marriage and family plans, others may prefer to keep such matters private. If you find yourself engaged in such discussions with individuals from Asian or Filipino cultures, it's essential to be respectful and avoid judgment. You can respond by acknowledging their interests while also sharing your preferences regarding personal topics, setting boundaries if necessary. Embracing cultural diversity and understanding different perspectives enriches our interactions and fosters mutual respect. In my case, at that time, I just didn't have the energy to engage with that, but I would be happy to tell her what my preference is or give her a bit of sense as well to lessen her judgment with me. I mean, to me, the thing with society is really having that mutual respect, having that agree to disagree kind of culture, recognizing that everyone is different, everyone has different preferences, and that's okay. So how about you, Zesties? What do you think, or how would you respond to that situation? Or what is your advice for Joanne? So if you have anything you would like to add, please send us a note or email to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com or send a DM to our socials. That's Instagram and Facebook, Gleeful Talk Show. And thanks, Joanne, once again for reaching out. And for those Zesties who have ideas on which topics you would like me to discuss in the future, please also send me an email. So if you enjoyed the episode and enjoy the show, please rate the show on your favorite podcasting platforms and share it to your friends. And if you would like to support the show or give me a cup of coffee or two, please click on the link on the description or notes down below to give me a cup of coffee or two. So thank you once again for our patrons and for those Zesties who have been supporting the show. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.